Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Pod Radio. Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio. You need to tune in to Dutch Pod Radio. Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio.
Life after dust. Dutch Pod Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got them. Life after dust. By the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and, man, glad to have you guys here for yet another beautiful week, man, to be able to make it to yet another beautiful week, man. Let's give an end to that. See my boy, Renato, in the building, as always, and appreciate it, love. Trisha, my bruh, appreciate it. But, man, we got a lot going on, man. So, you know, it's been a crazy week. It was actually, man, it was actually very, very, this past weekend, oh, my God, it was so, how can I put it? It was just such a great feeling because of just all the production that happened. It was a very productive weekend, and heck, man, I couldn't ask for a better weekend. It was just great. Then pretty much my Sunday day of recovery. Sunday was recovery day for me. So I will be talking a little bit about that. I want to go ahead, before we get into the show, I want to go ahead and show some love to the sponsors of the show. One being Audible. Make sure you go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, and that's where you can choose over 150,000 titles, yes, 150,000 titles from all kinds of different genres. You know, you want to read something a little freaky, or you want to learn a little more about some interesting stuff you didn't quite know before. You know, maybe you want to know about something about Black history, going a little more into that. You can do all that by just simply going to there. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. We can go there. You can get a free 30-day trial. The free 30-day trial, you also get a free audiobook. So for those of y'all that's on the go, you know, you don't necessarily have the time to always be able to read the book. Why not hear a book? So there's no excuse. Also, showing some love to Notoriously Naughty. Check them out at facebook.com/NNteam. And, man, not only do they have great events and great services they provide as well, they have great and beautiful women doing it as well. And speaking of which, this Wednesday we'll be having a special guest on the show. My girl Valerie Anderson will be in the show. We'll be chopping up with her. She is the co-founder of Notoriously Naughty. So you guys need to get the voice behind the sponsor. So there you go. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and go to this first track of the day. This is by my boy AV. This is another track from his P called Poetry, and this track is called Cool, man. This is one he performed this weekend, which I'm going to go into a little more about that too. So y'all sit back, relax, and chill. We'll be back right here on Life After Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Mondays. G-Roy, Setty J, let's go.
Thank you.
think I got.
I ain't trying to be famous. He trying to look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw feet, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, the nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, Conan, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right. We're back on Life That Does Live. How It Does Mondays. That was my boy A.V. the Great. That was his track Cool off his Poetry album. You got to check it out. Definitely hot album. We got my girl T. Marie in the building. My co-host with the Moses. What's good, T?
Yep, turn up.
Oh, man, we miss you on Wednesday, man. It was crazy on Wednesday.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had a pretty deep topic, man. I think that was right up your alley right there. We were our last, let's see, last Wednesday was Can You Be Single and Enjoy Valentine's Day? And still enjoy Valentine's Day. Excuse me, that's the whole title. And oh man, I didn't realize we get the most. I've been telling people a lot of times, I didn't realize a lot of them get calls over here. I don't even ask. They just come out of nowhere. And that was one of those times where, I mean, this guy, I didn't even know the guy. He just happened. He said, "Now I saw the title of the show, and I was surfing through Blog Talk, and I had to come through, and it was just good." So, yeah, it was, wow, it was crazy. But, you know, I'm going to get your opinion on that, but I'm going to get your opinion on that, too, while we're here today. But I want to go ahead and let everybody know what we got coming up for today's show. Of course, you know, we got a special guest coming through in a bit. My girl, Jennifer Dior, is in the building. And, man, she's a model, MUA. For those of y'all that's not in the industry, don't know what MUA is, a makeup artist. And actually, an actress, too. So the woman's doing, I mean, what the heck does the woman not do? That's the question. So we'll be talking with her soon. We'll be talking with her soon on here, so y'all don't move. And, of course, we'll be going into some of the topics, man, some stuff. I'm kind of going into our weekend and a little bit of everything. So that being said, first off, T, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend. You know, I was straight, business as usual. Okay.
What you do? You know, that could be anything with you.
You know what? My ass, to be honest, I don't know. I think I was Steven. I don't know. Look, I don't remember what I did this weekend. No, let me
go. Were you that drunk? Were you that drunk? You forgot.
Yeah, I had an event, but I think I was an event. Yeah, I had an event actually yesterday. I'm so silly. So, yeah.
Oh, Lord. We gotta give them to you right now. Cause we gotta give them to you. I just wanted to do it, but we got to. Yes, we had the crickets were in, they were definitely in order. Your weekend was that crazy. What should do? So you hosted the event. What else you get into? Valentine's Day was on Friday, so how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, I mean, I was single, so I just had it with my little boy. We ate candy and all that, so it was just me and him.
Oh, so you said you made love to some almost some ganja?
No. Shut up, Satan.
Oh, I said your little boy. Oh, God. I have to say your little boy. I got to say your little boy. Let me go get myself a goddamn cricket. Oh, man. I had to get myself the crickets on that one.
It's Monday, and it's you know,
But, no, let's see.
What was your
weekend? Me, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was fun. Like, and it goes into the topic from last Wednesday. Can you be single and still enjoy Valentine's Day? Heck, yes, you can. Okay, nobody tell you. Don't listen to what they tell you or all that nonsense. Because I've lived in proof that you can definitely do that. And with that being said. Friday, you know, I heard rush from behind our work. I didn't feel like being there long. I was in shopping mode because I wanted to shop for myself because you know, in the day, I love myself. And who deserves things more than myself? So there we go. Shop myself for Valentine's Day. I went out on Friday. Joe Button was there. Big up to Joe Button. and it was fun. I had to say Friday was fun. Then on Saturday, I went to the Thin Line Film Fest and now Music Fest now too. I'm in Denton, so that was fun. Oh God, that was so much fun. And just like with that, I got a chance to actually promote Human Canvas. So I was running around the magazine, taking pictures with people, the magazine, and a lot of love. And this is why I love going to it, just stopping on that point. I tell them all the time that, you know, yes, I am a black owner. And yes, of course, is it because of who I work with? A lot of times, art, yes, there are going to be a lot of black people who might be involved with products I'm with. But it does not mean that that's not something for everybody. It's not just a black whatever, black this, black this, black this. So, like, what I loved about it was weekend. You know, I had love from everybody. You know, it in all walks of life that was showing love to the magazine. And it just goes to show that, like I keep telling people, like, that's, like, Life That Does Live, Dust Spot Radio Network as a whole, Human Canvas, DustSpot.com is not just black. That is a black network or whatever. It's something for everybody. Heck, if you even look at, you want to be specific and point out stuff, issue number 6, you know, is even more diverse. You know, as one of my good friends that I've known forever, she was still my first job I ever had. She actually was featured in the magazine too, and she's white. And she didn't never say, oh, God, I don't know if I want to be in this magazine because this is a black magazine and whatnot. And she's not necessarily from the urban world, per se. Because like, that's going to be the next question. You know, everybody thinks if a white girl's in your magazine, it means she's trying to be black or whatever. No, she's like from a whole other walk of life, and that's what I loved about it. And that's what I loved about this weekend, the love that we were getting. People from all different walks of life were showing love to the magazine, like, oh, man, this is nice. I like the direction you're going. And I just got not only the chance to showcase that, I got a chance to showcase our partner magazine, BX25 Vixens Magazine. And, you know, people just loved it, man. They love both magazines. And it's really showing the direction of people really supporting us left and right. So that, and I got a chance, the artist you just heard, A.V. the Great, he was performing, so I got a chance to check him out. What I loved about it was he had a live band playing with him. And you kind of like the Unplugged on MTV, how they used to do with the rappers. They would have like a band accompanying them while they play, while they sing, while they rap their songs and whatnot. And that was the case on this weekend. AV had a band who was definitely phenomenal. You want to see a show, that was a show. Especially when it comes to an independent artist. I'm telling you, in all my time of watching independent artists perform, have not, and I'm not just saying that, I have not seen an independent artist come even a candle to that. Like, you got everything was going on during that show. So that's, and that's what we miss a lot in the industry. We miss the showmanship. So that's my weekend in a nutshell, T.
Okay.
So yes, and I'm sore.
You did what I mean.
My body, my legs are sore because I was having a dance contest against people on Friday, and it's never tried to challenge me in dancing because I will kill you every time. Don't let the size fool you. So, yeah, so my legs are paying the price right now, but that's cool because I guess that means I was working out hard while my dancing. So now my legs, you know, they're saying, oh, that means my legs will get summertime fine.
Hey, turn up, shoot.
Hey. I'm gonna jump back to the topic we had last week because I really wanted to get your take on it, and that was being single, and can you still enjoy the Valentine's Day? And what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, being single, why not? You can enjoy Valentine's Day. It is a day that's, you know, meant for couples, but I think it's also a day where it's meant to just express your love for shit, either yourself or someone else. So, like, you know, me, I bought me a basket, but, you know, it had all chocolate and perfume and wine coolers. It was a nice little basket, so I bought it for myself, but it was just something, you know, I don't wait on nobody else to do nothing for me. I'm the type, I do it myself. And Valentine's, you can be single and still enjoy it because you can pamper yourself.
Right. Here's my thing. I mean, why is it that people already think that if you buy stuff for yourself or whatever, or you single Valentine's Day, why do they always assume that you're being bitter?
I don't know. I don't think people. I don't know. You probably do have people that think that, but I have no clue because I don't think like that.
Yeah,
right?
That tripped me the heck out. Yeah, but the thing is, when I went out on Friday, I really get to see. I hate all that single person in the world. You know, of course I knew that. But you really have to see it. It is full form on Friday night for me. I get to see it like, okay, it was a handful of couples. So pretty much, you know, it was crazy. And then, like I said, Joe Button was there. He was like an average dude from Jersey to me. You know, when I meet him in person, it was like, oh, he's just a dude from Jersey. But that's how it is a lot of times when you see stars. You know, if you're a person you're used to seeing celebrities, a lot of times you don't see them for their glam all the time. You see them for who they. You see them for just being another person. Especially if they had to, because he looked real cool. He was chill. He was pretty chill, and yeah, he wasn't like super flashy. He was just chill. So you know, it was a good look. It just goes to show sometimes everything you see on TV isn't what it seems.
Yeah.
No, I mean that was definitely a highlight. That was a huge highlight for my weekend. It was. A lot of great stuff, man. I said, my legs are still sore. I'm like, oh, Lord, thank the wheel.
Yeah, I know that's how these women do when they be in the club like that with them heels on, dropping it in knowledge, shenanigans. You see what we got to go through, being a female, not easy.
Oh, I end up leaving the club hurt a lot of times. I'd be running. I'd be doing so much stuff. I'm like a dance machine. I can't sit still. And for me, you know, it's a workout. I find it more when I'm dancing, more as a workout for me. It's not just about, ooh, let me get behind the girl with the big booty. You know, it's because a lot of times, you know, you'll see me, I'm dancing by myself all the time. I dance with girls too, but I dance by myself just as equally as I like dancing with other people, other girls too. So that's the thing, man. Like I think that's why some people don't like to go to spots because they feel that everybody's trying to hook up with them if they dance with them. And I think that's like. Once you get to a certain age, it shouldn't always be about that. Let's have fun.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
Oh,
I agree with you on that.
I feel like how you felt that. What was hurting on you that couple of weeks ago when you had jumped them hurdles? What did you hurt?
Oh, yeah, my knee.
Yeah, I feel like that, but like. I'm just sore. It's like, oh.
No, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what, no. You don't hurt
I'm sore.
That
I said, all this to me and you is I'm sore. You were hurt. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other level of pain. I'm a sword that's killing me. I don't want to know how your pain was. Oh, Lord.
It was real.
Oh, I've been sore since Friday. I woke up Saturday morning, and I've been sore ever since. I've been stretching them out, though, so I can try to get them, you know, but it's, oh, man. They definitely got some working out into the weekend. And then, oh, yeah, because then I was jumping around at the concert on Saturday, so that just helped it get worse. So, oh, God, just pray for me, Lord. Pray for me. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to another quick song break. Coming up this quick song break, we're going to, we're going to have a special guest for the day, my girl, Jennifer Dior. Say my mysterious voice, Jennifer Dior. All right.
You are silly.
We'll be back in a moment. Okay, this is my girl, Red Shades, all the way from Boston. Beantown, the place of the team I hate, the Red Sox. So here we go. Be back.
Hey, my name's Red Shade. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from round the way. Round the way, girl, LL Cool J. And I only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, because the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because it grooves in the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud to beg. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care. I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity between all the legends and the new MCs. I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
My girl Red Shade, and that was her track Give Me More. Alright, so it's about that time, y'all. I think it is about that time. It's the middle of the hour, so y'all know what that means, right? It means it's time bringing our special guest in the building. All the way here from the DF Dub, my girl Jennifer Dior. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey.
Thank you.
So, yes.
How are y'all?
Oh, man. I'm doing all right. You know, besides being sore, I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm good, Pooh. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How was your Valentine's Day? We got to be nosy. That's what we do best.
It was good. I got to go see RoboCop.
You got to see RoboCop?
Yes.
Was it matinee? Did you get to see it at night? How was it?
No, it was late night.
Late night? Did you eat before you go? Before you went?
After.
You go?
After.
What did you get to eat?
We went to Macaroni Grill, and I was really feeling sick
I don't remember when last I've been to Macaroni Grill. I think I've been, I'm going to say about 10 years, at least 10 years ago. I know. It's just so many other places that I've been to since then. Like, it's hard. You always check everything in rotation, so it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there was a few other places that I wanted to go to, but they were late. It was late, and they were closed already, so... You know how that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, especially here in Texas, we believe in closing things early.
Right.
Yeah, don't get me started. I get my soapbox every time I think about it.
I mean, if I was close enough, I would have ran to Fuel City because those tacos go hard, but you know.
Hey, Fuel City tacos. I'll tell you what you know about them Fuel City tacos.
I don't know about those tacos. You're talking about something you have out there with you?
Yeah, when you come out here, you got to go. When you drive to the downtown Dallas area, you got to go to Fuel City and go get them tacos. You'll see what we're talking about. That's like the talk of the town, those tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, put it on your checklist, go. Write it down.
Cool.
There you go. All right, so first off, for those who don't know who you are, first off, the name Jennifer, because I you know what's so crazy, too? Until just now, I finally remember what your real last name was, because I've just been so used to your new name that I almost forgot. It's like, what's her real was the last name before? So first off, let you know how you come to name. What made you come to name Jennifer Dior, and you know how you got your start in modeling.
Well, the name Jennifer Dior was really random, to be honest. I didn't want it to sound like a porn star, even though by default there is a porn star that's named that. Which is not me, but, you know, I wanted to have such a class, but clearly, but I don't know. I liked Jennifer Dior. I didn't want to use my last name, of course, because for confidentiality reasons, but Jennifer Dior became, and the way I started modeling was basically when I got to college, a photographer had hit me up, and he said he wanted to take some photos, and I went out with him and had my first photo shoot, and I love the way the pictures turned out, and I've basically been shooting ever since then.
Now, what photographer was that? I'm trying to jump back into the...
TJ. At the time, he was Neo Style Designs, but now he's T. Rogers Photography. He's based out of Fort Worth.
I thought that was very. I don't know if his name was familiar. Okay, I know exactly what that is.
Mhm. I know he does some stuff like overseas too. So
maybe you decide to keep stay with it because you know a lot of people, you know they you know modeling sound you know it sounds glamorous just because you know some people they just want to be able to put it on their Twitter or Instagram and to say I'm a model. and want people to glorify them for like 15 seconds of fame, and then that's it. What made you decide to continue, you know, actually take this seriously?
Well, I mean, the entertainment industry in general has just always been something that's been very intriguing to me. Not even just the modeling aspect of it, but, I mean, all aspects, like the artistic side, like illustration, graphic design, painting, sculpturing. I mean, everything that has to do with art and fashion, I've just always been intrigued with it. So, I mean, I've taken breaks from modeling, but I just keep coming back to it. I just can't completely walk away from it.
I know it's your portfolio shows that, too. It's sort of like your random breaks that you have. It's sort of like your breaks that you have, and then, you know, so that you, it's not that you, because some people assume that you just stop, but you have so many other things you do, too, that keep you busy, too.
Right, that, too, like with the makeup artistry and now acting.
And how do you juggle all that? Because I know that's, you know, I mean, every day me having to wear a mini hat, run the social network, then I gotta run the radio show, then I gotta run the magazine, and I gotta live life. I gotta eat. I gotta sleep. I gotta and still go to a regular job on top of all that. How do you personally find a way to balance all that all at once?
I mean, it's crunch time. I mean, you have, like, 24 hours in a day to get everything done, and you just have to figure out how to make it happen. For me, it's like I do my full-time job, and when I get my lunch break, that's when I do my workouts, get home, you know, get stuff ready for the next day. And when the weekends get here, that's my grind time. It's like you go from the work week grind, which is, you know, how you make your living, and then the weekends is like the time you grind for what your passion is, what you want to pursue, what you want to be. I think it's mostly about keeping things in perspective, though. I believe in backup plans. And you definitely, I don't think, can put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree most definitely. I keep stuff going because you never know, things are gonna get bigger. Get bigger. Like I tell it to like people, like it's funny. Like when I DJ, the times I've DJ, like it was I got booked off of DJing because of other things I was doing. Like, oh, you do graphic design? Oh, okay. Oh, man, you're a DJ too. They find out about the other stuff where you can do that. So you never know what's going to get big and get to what people want to actually use.
Exactly.
Now, this is a tough question. I know y'all hate me for this, but which one do you love most, acting, modeling, or doing makeup?
I would honestly have to say acting, purely because of the expressionist side of it. You can be, when you act, you can encompass everything that you just mentioned in one character. When you're acting from project to project, you could be anybody.
Yes, I agree. You can act a fool. You can act ratchet.
This is true.
You know, you act lame like some people I know. Not T. Marie, but some other people I know.
Shut up. Don't do me.
All right, so I'm gonna shoot it at my girl T real quick. Let her interrogate you. I still got some more to go, but I'm gonna let her interrogate you.
I will not interrogate her. No. Yeah. Okay,
we got the light on top of you. Where were you on the night of?
Shut up! You are a mess. So what? How can you? When it comes to modeling, how can you just inspire to, what are some words that you can kind of give somebody who's, like, on the verge of giving up? You know, like in modeling, how there's so many castings you go for, and even with your acting too, so many castings you go for, you know, like tons of them, you getting told no, no response. So it's like you get kind of weary and you can lose hope. What are some things you do to try to stay encouraged?
Well, honestly, I could say it best the way someone just told it to me recently, which is a friend of mine, and actually I consider him to be a mentor as well, but Brian Epps, he's in Los Angeles. He's actually a director, producer, actor in L.A., and he said that your career is, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants a sprint, but the sprint, once it's over, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you the tortoise or the hare? We all going to get to the finish line, but at what point do you want to get to the finish line? You got to keep going.
Yeah.
Take my time and enjoy the sights while I do it. Mm-hmm.
So you also, you say you're a makeup artist as well?
Yes.
So what type of looks you like doing? You like the natural looks? You know how some people have a bold look. Some people get creative, drawing, you know, putting stuff, dots and all. You know what I mean? I'm a little
plain
chick.
I can definitely do natural looks, but I'm more of like a, I think they say avant-garde, which is like really modern, bright, bold, beautiful, kind of eccentric design.
Innovative. Innovative.
Right, something that when you look at it, you're going to look at it more than once and not just think like, wow. Like you have to respect and appreciate the artistry when you see it. That's what I would describe my work.
Yep, I agree with it.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Sadie give it back to Sadie for a little while. And then
Tile. Okay, so I'm gonna continue to be messy. That's what I do best. As far as so far in modeling, what would you say is the best parts of modeling, and what are some of the worst things have you noticed? And not even just, it doesn't need to be you personally. It could be just what you have noticed yourself as well.
I think one of the best parts of modeling is the fact that you can definitely reach new heights. You can make new definitions of what is considered to be a social norm. Like, through the years, it's always been the social norm of what beauty was defined, and it's just now in these more recent years that it seems to be that some of these barriers are finally breaking down, and universal beauty is being recognized in all nationalities, ethnicities, creeds, races, so be it. It's not just a concrete, this is beauty and this is not beauty, which as an end result is empowering all women to realize that they can be beautiful in their own special way.
Amen.
And I feel like it's branching to a point where it's even kind of entering the realm of television as well, because at one point you could not turn on a TV screen and see any type of major budget feature film or television series or anything of that nature where there wasn't this stringent definition of what you would see, which would be a certain prototype actor or actress. You could see anything on TV now.
Oh, yeah, especially the guy YouTube. You got internet TV now, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the
yeah.
flip side, some of the downsides, I feel like with the modeling realm is it's very, very easy to get sucked into a downward spiral. It's very easy to lose yourself.
Explain that. You said it's very easy to lose yourself. Kind of go into that a little more.
A lot of young aspiring models, they go into it with this clear slate of who they are, what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And if you're not really strong with your sense of self, you can end up getting sucked into something that's completely not even you. Things that you wouldn't ever think you'd be doing, and you do them.
Right. Now, I mean, because I mean, some people, you know, it going with that, you know, they're like, well, as long as I'm making money, yeah, I'm at it. You know, on that stuff, you know, is money, well, as far as with money in the industry, what does it sit with you on like a scale? What does it sit with you, and how important is the money aspect of it? Of course, everybody wants to make money. You're not trying to make money, you're kidding me. You got to be kidding me, people.
Right. Well, honestly, when you reach a point where it's something that's truly a passion to you, yes, you do want to make money and be lucrative. You want to be successful, but if you're pursuing a passion, it's about the art. It's not really about the money.
Right. Now, I mean, with that, because some people do this, you know, not only that, like, they'll do anything. Because I've seen this, it's funny. You'll see the same people who, how can I put it? It's like how you say they lose themselves. They tend to say, well, I would never do that. And then,
right,
you know, somebody throws some money at them, all of a sudden they say they're going to do it. So what was the morals that you wrote about on your Model Mayhem bio? And all of a sudden they disappeared all of a sudden, so. You know, so what's your take on that? Because to me, it drives me freaking insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people's opinions change. I know people's mindset and their level of comfort changes throughout, but sometimes it's just too extreme that how quick the comfort
mm-hmm.
level changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would think that if it was such a drastic change, and then they suddenly just disappeared, maybe they were having a conflict that they needed to resolve on a personal level. Now, if they come back or not, could be a whole different ballgame.
Okay, most definitely. All right, so we're going to do, before I go to the music, I got one more question for you, and
mm-hmm.
that is, as far as photographers, who is your favorite photographers you've worked with so far, and why?
Favorite photographers and why?
Let me make sure I put out there favorite, not favorites. That's
so,
all
singular.
I want to go to that. Favorite, yes.
Singular.
And don't be saying it's no time.
Let's see. You know what? I'm ready.
All right. Survey says. Oh, y'all know they did two different shows, right?
Yo, Pool.
All right. What was your answer?
Joe Pool.
All right. And why is that? Why was that your favorite photographer, and why?
He is so professional. He's so professional, and his work is impeccable. I mean, it's impeccable. It's like flawless. I have nothing negative to say about him at all.
And what was your favorite shoot with him that you did that was, you know, that just blew your mind away?
He did some headshots for me where I had on almost like Afrocentric looking kind of head wrap.
I know that infamous shoot.
Ooh, I love those pictures.
Now, what would you say? Now, you had to see. Now, since you were a good sport, what would you say is your second favorite?
Second favorite?
Yes, who would be your second favorite photographer?
And I have to have worked with them already?
Yep, you had to have worked with them. I know, I'm so messy. And they're gonna come and people are going to come chasing you later.
Why did you mention me?
All right,
well,
I'll put it back on the clock
again.
All right, so she's on the, you're on the clock.
Okay, I know.
All right, here we go.
I really just wanted to be dramatic. I already knew anyways.
So that's so thespian of you.
It was William Washington out of Fort Worth. Extreme
work. Me and T know him. We worked with him for...
When I did my interview with Ceddie J, that was my he was actually one of my favorite photographers to work with.
Isn't he awesome, though?
Yes,
He's
awesome.
That's my boo. With him, I got a lot of publications done, a lot of magazines. So,
yeah, he's a pretty cool cat.
Yeah, he was the first person to actually get a shoot with me while I took it myself to a whole nother level and went to the character. For basically had to go and step out of Ceddie J technically and step into a character. So he was the person to shoot that. And I agree. He's cold. He's cold as ice.
He is. And the photos be looking like butter.
So I know he need to be retweeting the heck out of his part of the show. Because we got all three shares on the corner of that part. Like, yeah.
Everybody say Will. Extreme Work.
Well, I will be calling him out in his inbox in the moment. I'm going to say, Will, all three of us just came on the court. All right, so we're gonna do. I'm gonna go to a quick music break and come back. We got some more for you because that was actually like the nice part of the show. That was nice. So I hope you're ready. I hope you got your battle gear on because that was like the nice part. I got more questions that's like way crazier than that. So I hope you're ready.
Before you go to break, Ceddie, y'all excuse me. I'm over here eating pickles. I spoke with my trainer today, and since the holidays, I have went from 150 to 163 pounds. So your girl done got a little thick, so I'm hungry. I'm over here eating a pickle. I'm trying to eat right.
I got to mention that part. Let me tell you what she did, Jennifer. Before we went to holiday break, she was giving us all these tips about make sure you do this, make sure you work out real hard, right? Because you want to make sure you come out. she got a Scooby snack in her mouth every time I'm talking to her. She got some kind of Scooby snack.
And it's sad because, look, Ceddie, yesterday before I did, I wouldn't weigh in today. So yesterday I sat there and I ate, those Girl Scout lemonade cookies. I am a total junk for those. So I ate the whole package because I kept just saying this is going to be my last one. This is going to be my last one. Then once you only have two left in the package, it's like, what's the point of saving them? I don't understand that shit. So, today I'm right. I ate good all day today. I'm eating a pickle now. So, if I get hungry again, I'm eating some berries or something. So, y'all got to help me. I posted a picture on my Instagram, Steady, so you can see I done gained some weight. But, I mean, I'm still in shape, don't get me wrong. But,
did it all go to your booty? It all goes to the right spot.
It goes to my thighs and my booty. So when you look, all you can notice is, that little booty is a little thick, though. My breast, my poor breast. I'm going to pray that they grow. But anyway,
We're going to put my church voice on. We're going to pray for you, sister.
Pray for sister T.
We gonna go to the quick music break. When we come back, we got some more. Jennifer Dior does not know what she got in store. Oh, y'all saw how I did that, right? Dior in store. It's the Timberborn Boy, A.B. the Great. This track is on his album, his previous album before Poetry. It's from Live the Struggle. This is Get Lifted. We'll be back.
Get
lifted.
What I do, man? Still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand though, so I guess you know what time it is.
Coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lifted and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting, I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me, I know why, cause I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth, man, a lot of people so scared to see the truth, man, so let the truth begin, the government is hell, they don't wanna see us win, so the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell, again and again, Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away,
I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes, I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know?
Chicago, this Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many daring and albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive, My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all.
Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, and I see you, nigga, I see you, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell-bent when I'm living on these fuck boys. Don't make me have to fuck you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's just doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations.
Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. You should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
Dead yet. Oh, we back. Yeah, that was more A.B. the Great, Get Lifted. Get Lifted.
Oh, Lord, please let that man do his job. He sung that song wonderfully.
You said don't ruin it. You said let the other man keep
please
his job.
Don't.
Let me see here.
Yes, people going to think that you're on that track and they're going to be like, oh, no. No, I'm playing.
Oh, okay. I see how she came for me, right? All right,
okay,
so we're back. We got my girl Jennifer Dior in the building. And if you miss any parts of the show, you always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. Go there and miss all the shows. You can go to iTunes, type in Dust Bar Radio Network. It's on iTunes. Heck, if you want to have it on your mobile device, I suggest going to the Play Store if you've got an Android device. Go to the Play Store, get Beyond Pod. And when you get that, you can find Dust Bar Radio Network. And you can listen to it on the go, on your phone, your tablet, whatever. Do it how you do it, man. So we're back. And Jennifer, are you ready? Because, like I said, the first part of the show is the nice part of the show. This is like when we start getting real.
I'm ready.
In my southern slave voice, don't be scared.
I ain't scared.
Don't be scared, okay? Don't be scared. All right, so first off, the Naughty Moment of the Week is brought to you in part by Notoriously Naughty. All right, so first off, we have our segment we do every week called Naughty Moments of the Week, and that's where it doesn't even necessarily mean this week. I mean, anybody can sit in some of the craziest stuff they've ever done, and when I say crazy, the naughtiest stuff they've ever done, doesn't have to be that same week. It can be ever. That being said, with you, what is some of the naughtiest things you've ever done? Let's see. Let's put three. Let's give you three, because some people always got, like, multiple. So you have up to three. What's some of the naughtiest stuff you've ever done?
Don't be shy.
Got my hands tied in the cookie jar. Whoa. Scoop. Okay, say that again now.
Got my hands caught in the cookie jar.
You had your hands caught in the cookie jar. Elaborate on that for us, please.
I can't. You just said to say something naughty that I've done, but I am.
So you had your hands caught in the cookie jar. You got to tell us. So, like, cause, I mean, that's such a vague. That's a vague response. It's like so. There's so many words to go.
He just said I had to say it.
Did you have your head in the cookies? You go. You went to your mama's house, and got some tickets, and then you say yum yum yum.
Yum.
She said a lady never kissed and tell. She don't want to tell.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Me, I be kissing and I be telling and I be broadcasting it and putting it out. Now let me stop.
Putting
them on radio, putting them on blast. I think I might just start doing that when I start messing with somebody, putting them on blast on the radio and stuff. Especially the women good. Anyway.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I know.
You had your hands caught in the cookie jar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, what's another one? She's trying to dodge us, but she doesn't know my tactics of getting to know what I want to
And have. And then this one time at band camp.
One time at band camp. Okay, go ahead. Tell us the band camp story.
That's it.
That's it.
Baby, yeah. Let me tell y'all, for who listening, I'm doing my interview with Miss Dior, and I just want y'all to know she that girl who be playing games. She over here just telling y'all to let y'all mind wander, and she don't plan on elaborating.
Okay, so let's go so far. Got in his cookie jar. One time in bed,
and I'm confused if she was talking about the real cookie jar or the cookie jar. I don't know.
We don't know. We're trying to figure it out. What's going on?
Hold on, let me ask her a question. You single?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You're not? Oh, okay.
No, she didn't say, you know, don't say, they usually add heads to the song about that, don't they, P? Like, well, right now I'm involved. You know, it's always the long drawn out, just not getting to the point. She got to the point of that one, though.
She got to the point. She didn't waste no time with that. Shout out to her man, Boo, because she ain't wasting no time with y'all niggas bagged up.
So, you know, it's like, stop, wait a minute. Okay, so I know you got one. Okay, so one more. We gonna try, T. Let's try. Okay, I know how to play this. Watch the master at work. What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done with your man? There we go.
I don't know, but I know what you did last summer.
You can use that cookie jar thing now, huh?
I don't know, but I know what you did last summer.
What did I do last summer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No.
Oh, my God.
Steady. You know you ain't going to get that out of me.
She's so evasive, y'all. I'm going to get right here. She's the first person who actually got to get our mindset. I'm going to be more determined next time. You know that right now, T. You know the next person coming to the show, I'm going to be extra determined. I'm going to get some real dirt in them now. Y'all can blame Jennifer Dior. All right. So as far as this is tough. If you had to pick something that you've done that you had to think about something that you regret doing. I know, and before you say it, you can't say, well, I don't regret anything I've ever done. Everybody has something they still always want to change. If there was one thing you ever did that you want to change, what would it be? Because if we all had that magic wand, there would be at least a couple of things I know I would wave a magic wand on.
Right.
Me too. I can wave a magic wand, ask me some angel dust on that. Now let me stop. Anyway.
There is this one thing that I think I really would have done differently.
Are you going to tell us or are you going to just sit here and get some shit started?
Nah, I'm going to tell you.
That's one thing I've really done, but, yeah, that happened last summer.
I had an opportunity where I could have gone to California for school, and I wish I would have.
Man, why did you turn it down? No, don't you hate that part? There's some things I want to slap myself for, too.
It's in conjunction because it's not even just that. It's that I wish I would have gone, but I also wish that when I was in school, I would have really put forth more effort. And that is, honest to God, from my heart, something I do regret.
I can feel you on that, though, seriously.
And I graduated.
That too was, okay.
I graduated, but I feel like I could have done so much better than what I did. I know I could have.
Now, you know, what the people that's out there that's in this, either in college or trying to go back to college or even, you know, that's getting ready to make that transition and go to college, you know, what as far as, like, you know, learning from that mistake is, you know, you can look back and say, man, I would do this different. What's some of the stuff you can recommend to people that's trying to, you know, trying to be more serious about school? Because it can be very, you know, with life, you know, having to worry about money and everything
mm-hmm.
that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to try to focus. What's some of the things you recommend, you know, kind of tips you can give to help them, you know, make the most out of it and still be able to live life?
If you're not serious about school right now, then do not go until you are serious and work. Save your money to pay for school. Don't take out a bunch of student loans. I feel like it's the biggest scam in America. You're going to get in all this student loan debt. Just, you know, make your grades. Like, when you're in high school, if you have the opportunity to take AP classes, take it. If you have the opportunity to get core classes done for free in high school, take advantage of it. Because it's not a game out here in the real world. It's not cheap. And everything, you know, as a result of inflation and the recession is just getting, it's more and more expensive. The cost of living is getting more and more expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're feeling it in Texas, which has a bustling economy, I know everybody else in the U.S. is feeling it.
Yeah, because I know there's opportunities at the Wazoo here, but it still could be better.
Mhm.
Yeah, and it's a lot of grants out there available, because me, the first year of my college, I paid out of pocket. When I tell you, well, I mean, of course you get financial aid, but financial aid, that's not enough to do nothing. Nothing
nope.
at all. So me, I was sitting here trying to pay, I was paying out of pocket the remainder portion, and that was eating my ass up. So, you know, I had to take a break, but I do not recommend, like, I don't have no loans. I do recommend people going online, searching for the different grants that the government has available and taking advantage of those. Cause,
right.
The school is not a joke, and education is so dang on important. And I know, you know how our parents used to tell us that growing up, get your education. We like, oh, whatever. They just running their mouth. But truth be told, if you ain't got no education out here in the real world, I mean, it's just not going to add up. I know they increased the minimum wage to $10 an hour, but shit, if they increased in minimum wage to $10 an hour and you got a degree, boom, you in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. My ass back in this icebox. Let me sit down somewhere.
But do the research, find the career fields that will actually be able to pay the bills. I mean, everybody wants to do what their passion is and what their desire is, but you have to be the best at it. Can't be the best at it. Do something that's going to pay your bills and do it on the side. But you got to be realistic.
Yeah. Oh, yes, because these bills don't understand you. Only you got a passion and stuff. Not even stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. The bills don't cash you.
No, they want their bills paid.
I feel you. I feel you. You model, you act, but what's going to pay these bills right now? Because that's all I... Nah, let me stop. The bills do be talking shit.
For real, though. For real, though. My electric company is not going to be like, oh, we understand you didn't go to work for a week because you decided you want to leave for an audition. You can get us later.
Exactly.
They're going to put that on my credit report.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't got time for that.
Oh, yes, trust me. And I'm
like,
right,
I laugh just like, cause I see people do this on Facebook too.
We over
here pulling
in about bills and shit.
I see this on Facebook a lot. Like, you know, I have, y'all know how I am. I believe everybody, you know, do how you feel, as long as, you know, but make sure that you are being positive about stuff. And I see this a lot. Like, sometimes, like, some girls are strippers on Facebook. This drives me nuts. They want to look down on people who got jobs you know, trying to do that and still trying to do stuff. I mean, what I don't understand is why is there a problem with that? You know, but I'll see this. I'll give you an idea of a status. Like, I see a certain girl, but she put a big old lot of money on Facebook, and she was like, yeah, these, and I'm going to say it exactly how she said it. These hoes out here, you know, they ain't got nothing on me. I ain't got to do no 9 to 5. I make what y'all make in 2 weeks, you know, in 1 day and all stuff like that. And what's your take on that? That's going more into what you said.
Look at me. I'm about to take over her question because, no, don't look. Go ahead. Let me file back.
I'm gonna let you go. After her tea, I'm gonna go to Jennifer first.
I gotta get Jennifer an
answer on that one because it bugs me and I hate it. And you shouldn't be. Either side of the spectrum is not anyone's job. Last time I checked, what nobody got. So looking down on people is something that pisses me off. So it doesn't matter on what side of the spectrum you're on. You can't look down on them. They shouldn't look down on you either. So what's your take on that when you see stuff like that, Jennifer? That, y'all working these real jobs out here, blah, blah, blah. No, like, you got to look down on that. Like, how is that wrong?
I have, like, a few different perspectives on that. For one, security. Like, what is that? What's going to happen to that wad of money when you fall off the pole and you bust your ass? You're going to be paying out the wazoo hospital bills, and that wad of money is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Plain, simple fact. But if you look down on us who have a regular job, we get health benefits. But if something happens to us, we're going to get workers' compensation. We're going to get health care. I mean, I don't know if they even get paid health benefits. For two.
So far I haven't seen because my job we talk to people about that and I actually called a strip club before and they were not offering health benefits. You know, I don't think
what
they never know
who
does.
What the hell calling people trying to see if they're supposed to get health benefits? Are you serious? Y'all play too much, both of y'all. She needs to stop talking about things. She don't know if they get medical benefits. And you shouldn't be calling nobody trying to figure that out. Y'all don't get no damn medical benefits. Y'all they got 401k and
shit. They be having those calls crazy. You know, giving well ain't got no benefits. You like, get the out of here.
I need my 401k. I need my security. But not really, really though.
Give me my life insurance.
But for real though, on a real tip, like, you making money like that and this, that, and the third, but I don't understand what the purpose is in flashing it. Is it for your own self-validation because you really just don't feel that good about yourself?
And see,
right.
I feel like it's like if a person has to sit there and just flash it, and then I don't knock nobody. I do, you know, post stuff saying you can go to work or you can be a boss, and that, you know, it doesn't necessarily just mean like, you know, you could go to work or you could be a boss. And my goal with that is to inspire people to find an entrepreneurship because I want everybody to sit here and be entrepreneurs, but for you to sit here and say, oh, I'm a dancer. First off, I feel like most of the dancers who, you know, dance, my honest opinion, and it's because I know females who have danced in the past, and I know they haven't danced in a while, but their mind's still messed up from when they're in their streets. People who dance, and they might act like they're happy. They might be happy with the money, but in actuality, you got niggas touching all on you, feeling all on your ass, want you to shake it like this and shake it like that. You got to do so much for a fucking dollar. So in actuality, is it worth it?
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, don't nobody like, I don't care if you're at Burger King. As long as you're getting your money, do you. You know, but at the same time, don't knock somebody else because, oh, I'm getting it this way. My nigga, you know, if you really making money, in the industry as a dancer, yes, and VIP doing some slick shit. So don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, I know about what go down in VIP and at these, you know, house parties and all this shit with these celebrities and, oh, man, that shit ain't what's up. But whatever. To each his own.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't see the appeal of it. I mean, I get it. You're dominating and you're in front of all these men and you've got their attention, but at the end of the day, it's like you said. I mean, they can do whatever they want to do for some dollars.
Isn't it a Players Club? They said it best, and this goes for any job. Make the money, don't let the money make you. Because this is what I say a lot about. This is what I say about a lot of when it starts to become strippers, excuse me. Is I don't like the ones that act like the stereotypes of what a stripper is. Like, you know, it's like, okay, once you've done your job, when you get out the clock, who are you now? Is your job making you that like that 24/7, or are you another person then? Because some people is like, not only are they, you know, they take their job, but now they're living the lifestyle of the stereotypical lifestyle of that job.
I mean, it's like a
You always got to be drunk all the time. You always got to do this. It's like, come on, you always got to spend, you're not spending your money on saving it and stuff. If you're making so much more money than we do, then why are you not making more sound decisions on investment? That's what I don't get.
See, I'm just going up a good argument because I've met dancers. I've hosted events and dancers was at events, and they, you know, they wasn't drinking or nothing. So you do have some sober dancers,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, they mind still fucked up for you to get out here and be taking it off. And, you know, just really degrading you. I'm not saying they degrade. In the aspect it is when you got your, you know, when you just out there, just, you know how dancers do. Don't act like you don't know. But
I'm about to say, how many of us on this phone right now to be at the strip club? I can raise my hand, and I'm not going to say
Don't get it twisted now. Your girl loves me some strippers. I'm not saying, you know, but if you want to sit here and act like, oh, you better than me because I work and you strip, oh, no, boo, let me read you. You know, it's just, it is what it is, but I love me some, you know. Shitty, you know, I got pictures of me playing in baby oil with strippers, so don't play, you know, I fuck with the strippers, but don't sit here and talk down and make it like, you know, oh, just because you strip, you got
to be. I'm going to clear the air for y'all because I know I don't want them to be on. Yeah, I mean, y'all, at the end of the day, because I'm going to ask that question, Jennifer. Have you ever been to a strip club?
I've been kicked out of a strip club.
You said what now?
Yeah, I've been kicked out of a strip club.
You've been kicked out of one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you got to tell us that? I got to know the details of that. How did you get kicked out?
Me and my homegirls were in the strip club. And we came in there, and we were looking really, really fly. And the strippers weren't getting any more attention. So we got thrown out. No lie.
Hold on, we got the guys ain't good. What the heck? I mean, that's stupid.
Yes.
I mean, that's an interesting question. If they're naked and you're not, well, what's the problem? Where's the threat? That's the great sociological thought process of that. If you're not naked and they are, then why are you a threat to the club?
I have no idea, but we sure did get thrown out. We came in, we were walking around, and dudes just were walking up to us from their tables and, like, go come sit with us, and they weren't even paying attention to the strippers anymore.
Wow. I mean, I've seen to where, like, if a girl's, like, dancing, they find that as, you know, the club finds that intimidating. But I have that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. Hey, it's crazy.
In Dallas, Texas, we showed it get thrown out right off Northwest Highway.
I know what place it is.
You already know. We sure did.
Mm-hmm. It's a place that starts with a vowel.
Sure enough.
I'm about to give a soapbox. Let me take 10 steps back.
Stop y'all Dallas lingo and shit. Don't be having no insiders if the insiders don't include me.
You probably know what spotters is, but you know we're not gonna get no free promotion. We're not gonna get no free promotion.
But I do want to know who y'all thought one playing, because I don't be out in that Dallas messing with them little strippers. Houston got some nice little strippers too. When I went to the strip club last time, I saw Jess Brittany. She was making it clap on stage.
I like going to strip clubs. I like going to spots where it's not a strip club. Strippers just happen to be there.
I like that more.
I don't like it to where it's all strip club. I want to be, you know, it's like cool. You like somewhere like the after hours. No. I'm here in Fort Worth. Like you go, I go to after hours, get turned up, and then you got nothing to do with a stripper. Because it's a dance club, but you got strippers in there too. So it's not like that's the only focal point.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying you want to just see a stripper out at the regular club. No, I want to see that bitch out of her clothes. No, I'm playing. Let me quit. That was so harsh.
I'm really not like this, y'all.
This is my radio personality, y'all. I'm not. Y'all don't think I'm crazy. Y'all don't play it.
Oh, Lord. Jennifer, you see it when you come here? It's just how this happens. You get so tempted to just speak your mind and say what you want to say because you can do that on this show. And not have to hold your tongue.
That's what it's all about.
Now, as far as your upcoming endeavors, what's some of the stuff you got coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, there is a song that I am shooting on set right now. It's called Deadfall Ground Zero. And it's a Remy St. Paul film. And shooting that film right now. Supposed to be doing a fashion show coming up really soon with a lady by the name of Tony. And let me see. It's going to have like a little performance inside of it.
Oh, okay. I'm over here being nosy. I've been seeing that was one of the pictures where I was like, I got scared at first. Like, did somebody beat you? I remember I was getting ready to come to it. Hey, where's my car? Where's my bag? Now,
no.
did you do that makeup yourself, or did someone else do the makeup? The fact that I was really convinced. At first, I didn't realize what was going on, and I realized it was part of a movie set. I said, okay. Like, did you do the makeup, or did somebody else do that for you?
No, there's actually this really talented special effects makeup artist that I met on Remy St. Paul's movie set. Her name is Amanda Durbin. And she is pretty amazing with makeup, like special effects and whatnot.
Yeah, she convinced me. She almost got somebody hurt.
Yeah, when I looked at it after she got done, I just was like, wow.
Now, is that side you can eventually break into too?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. It's definitely a different aspect of it. I mean, because you're supposed to, make people look beat up, not pretty. So,
It is definitely different. But you know what I admire when I'm watching TV and how the people that, you know, the makeup does so well, where they're just, oh, Lord, it looks like they've actually been beaten up, or their blood is actually, you know, running out of their nose and out their mouth.
Yes.
And just, I love it. I want to do a shoot. I want to do a shoot dealing with, you know, that, but also showing, like, my active side, so bringing the pain out in the picture. I got some crazy stuff I can't say. Look at me, I can't say. But, yeah, I admire people who can do that type of makeup. That's, like, that's different. That's creative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you our ultimate question. We always ask everybody that comes to the show. What is today was your last, 24 hours starting from now. And, you know, whenever 24 hours is elected today, it will be, let's see, it is now in my time zone, in Central time zone, it's 11:30. So it will be 11:30 tomorrow. How would you spend those 24 hours? And catch 22 is it has to be all crazy things.
It will be all crazy?
Yes. Crazy is how you define crazy. It's not really a, which it was not really something written on that says, hey, this is crazy, this is crazy. Ponder.
I would take off.
Take off? Now, what do you mean take off? We had some people here before that said something like that. I want to see where you going with that.
I mean, I'd be blowing trees. I'd be smoking that endo. No, I'm playing.
Now everybody's pondering. They're like, well, I got stuff for you right now.
I'm blowing trees like I don't want lungs anymore. No, I'm playing.
You won't need them, shit.
So that's all you're going to do for 24 hours?
I'm joking. Honestly, I would get my family together and go somewhere tropical and warm and just enjoy my time with my family, to be honest.
We'd be doing a limbo dances.
Yeah, we could do some limbos and drink some coconut water straight off the coconut.
Oh, man. Daggering like some of these videos I've been watching.
Hey, doing all that. I mean, because if it's your last 24 hours, I wouldn't want to really do anything just crazy like that. I would want to spend my last moments with my loved ones.
Right, we get to do crazy stuff with your loved ones. I know pretty crazy than I do with my loved ones.
Because
we just crazy. You know one of my pieces of my family, you see how we're all crazy, so.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so let everybody know how they can stalk you or and how y'all would say it, follow you.
If they don't, they're about to find out. You can get me on Twitter at The Real J. Dior, THEREALJDIOR, on Instagram, same. Facebook is www.facebook.com/JenniferDiorOnline. And
dun, 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 dun.
YouTube. YouTube is also The Real J. Dior, THEREALJDIOR.
I know you got another one. I'm about to say you said the ultimate one. Here we go. Here you got to say it now.
Well, I got the alternate one, but you could also just, it would probably be easier if you just go to my website, which is www.jenniferdioronline.com, and you can get all my links for everything, including my makeup artistry.
Bam.
On there
that
as
is
well.
The ultimate. So you got to do all that. And I like your website. How it's built. I'm always very critical about people's stuff, and if it looks like it just got thrown together, it's not going to, I mean, yeah, you got a website, but that doesn't mean anything if you're not taking pride in looking right. So I like how your site is. It does, it's very professionally done. Did you, now question is, did you actually design that yourself, or did you have somebody design that for you?
I did it myself.
Oh, oh, I love it.
It's my pride and joy. I did it myself.
Well, that's how I feel about Dustbot, man. Every day, I'm like, I feel that about Dustbot. I'm like, oh, man, it's nothing but people don't really don't understand. And when you sit there, you got to take every detail, the color, the picture you're going to put here, what if I want to make this title on this page, how I want this graphic to do on this part, all that goes into play. And they don't realize, I mean, the pain it goes through doing it. So, yes, I'm glad. So glad yet another person understands my pain.
Mm-hmm.
I got to own it. Can't be having other people take credit.
All right, well, big up to that. That being said, again, I do appreciate you for coming through. And one thing I do want to say is, and I'm glad to have you on the air for people to hear me say this to somebody. And I appreciate somebody that I've known since freshman year of college that actually took the time out and said, you know what, both of our careers align with each other. Let's do something and let's support each other. I appreciate that so much. You understand. Because you know firsthand how they do it here in the DFW. You know how the support level sometimes it sucks sometimes. And just every time you have another person to support you, it's lovely.
Yeah, everybody want to have a clique, and nobody wants to let anybody in the clique. It's like, come on. Stop being prudes.
And I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate it. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, me every morning and every day, I'm thankful every day. I don't take it for granted that, oh yeah, people are on my site. Yeah, I feel like I'm better than everybody. You know, it's a feeling that I can never. It's almost unexplainable, man. Like, every piece of the site, everybody, you know. Once you start figuring out how to operate it, you was like, bam, putting this on there. So it's great, you know, to see not only just using but being a regular user. It's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. And with these products I have coming up, you're going to see a lot more of me.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I don't know how to do all that now. But, okay. All right, so I appreciate you for coming to the show, and I gotta put you on the spot where I got you on here too, man. Make sure, man. I'll hopefully see you in a future issue of Human Canvas or DX25. You know, hopefully to see you.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
We can make it happen.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate you for coming through. And it was definitely a blessing having you.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I really do appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to another song break, guys. Who am I feeling like I'm mobbing the scene right now? Let's see. Let's go to my girl, Seven Gavay. And let's go to Fade Away. And we'll be back.
Thank you. your dog. Baby, there's nothing you couldn't have. Arcana on the counter, you interested in the glass? I follow where my heart tell me to go and you slip off at your ass. Poof, baby, you know ass. Whisper in your ear or for a letter word. Cause you're worthy of all. You're the king to my throne within my walls. Complexion, your eyes and my body invites that common interest that we share. Gonna be diamond tonight. You give me smiles on the other day. Start walking my mental pleasure, Cuban fresh prints, cigars. Like, can we fade away? Like you in my dreams, you're my hidden charm, my friend Angelica. Like honey, give all. You handle your beard, plus you with it. Speak of money, language, she other kids are related. We fish you in subliminals of the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world.
It's always great to have people I've known for so long on the show.
I'm having a little technical difficulty, so I had to switch to a different live city.
Okay, got you.
Okay.
Bam, in the building.
Okay, let me get it together. This other song is about to go big, so I have to get it together. Okay.
There we go.
Oh, my ass be going doing the most.
Yeah. Oh, but look, let me tell you, something happened to me, and it made me feel, I'll be so, look, I don't know, I don't care how far I grow or how much I grow. It always humbles me when I go out and people are like, hey, you know, I follow you on your social sites, and, you know, we do it. It made me feel so honored. So today I'm at the gym, you know, I'm trying to work out these 16 pounds that I gained. And this guy was like, hey, how you doing? And you know me, I'm like, hey. And then, you know, of course I'm looking like, hey, who the hell are you? Because I don't know who you are. So and he was like, I follow you on your social sites, on your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I was like, oh, hey, oh, but that made my day.
What's your plan of attack to get rid of the pounds?
Oh, you know what? I'm on a strict diet. As we speak, I have my turkey mix in the slow cooker with the onion and garlic and bell pepper and celery and red pepper and just all kind of shit. So I'm just going to focus. I started back eating beef the beginning of the new year, and I think that's kind of what caused me to put on a lot of weight, because before I was just eating straight chicken, fish, and turkey, and that's what had me lean and cut, like, if you see how, you got to see the calendar, the layout. But well, anyway, you should see on some of my pictures anyway how my stomach was just ripped. But by me eating that beef, it kind of, you know, got a little way in town my stomach. So I've been on a strict diet, chicken, turkey, something else, oh, fish. And then I've been doing my green tea, oatmeal. I've been oatmeal, egg white, turkey bacon, stuff like that, fruits instead of the junk food, because, you know, your girl can eat some junk food to get back where I want to be. And no more ice cream at night, no more cookies. And I don't have me talking about it steady because it's depressing. But I got to do what I got to do because I got a photo shoot scheduled this weekend. And I got to get ready to be in front of the camera so for acting. So I got to get, you know, get back right. I fell off. So now let me stop. I really didn't fall off, but did you see my picture I posted?
It's on Instagram?
Yeah. So you can see I didn't fall off, but I got to get it together, man.
Okay, let me try to see if I can find it. Where did you post the picture at?
On Instagram. It's a recent
photo.
Oh, so
it's on Instagram. Okay,
yeah.
Going to it now. I'm looking right now, y'all, while we live on the air. Let's see.
And I'm going too hard on me. I had time for the whole comment and everything because my ass is, I need to get my life.
Okay, because I see your status. It says, I love me some meat, but as of today, my ass been gained 16 pounds since Christmas. Ate a whole box of Girl Scout lemonade cookies last night, all by myself. I need to get my life before my ass be unmarketable. But for now, book my little thick ass while supplies last. Your booty did. Your booty did. Shit, really. Most of the weight went to your booty.
That's all, and that's crazy because that's where it go. But I need, mean, I don't, you know, I need to get 163 pounds. No, that's the way I need to get myself together.
Let me find out that Tiva Ree try to get a booty bigger. Without using them shots, say something.
I've been praying to the Lord. All I did, I've been praying to the Lord, asking him, Lord, whatever I eat, can you please let it go to my butt and my breast? I guess right now what he's focused on now is my butt, but he's going to get to my breast eventually. And your girl don't be right.
I'm going to tell you how you can make him bigger.
What? How?
Every morning you wake up, you got to squeeze and go, God is good. God is great. God is good. Let us take him for our food, and then you get
shut
to go.
Shut the hell up. No. No. Squeeze him, but I'll say that. Now let me stop. I'm just playing, y'all.
So you put you on a good song. Put you on a good song and massage him every morning. Then they're going to get bigger.
They're going to say, wow, say it really worked. I'm going to say, you know, that's what I do. I know things that but
do
people
it.
Don't
he
know.
He's going to do it. He focused on my butt right now. We got this. We got it. He's going to get up there. He is. Trust me. Maybe once I, you know, I lose more of my waist, then my boobies don't stick out more.
But you already had a booty anyway.
I know. I needed a little more. I want to be like a 49. Look at me. I'm already at 39. I want to be a 49. No.
49? You want to be a 49? God. I'm trying to picture
y'all.
This. Okay, so y'all go to that pictures, right? She's a 39. Right, so are you currently a 39 or is it now is it bigger now?
Shit, I think I'm just about a 39. I don't
know. Is still at a 39?
I'm depressed and I need to get it in order.
I'm looking. I don't know, T. You got another inch there.
You think? I don't know. I will
it's
see
like,
once I work out. Oh, shut the hell up. About 40, 41. To see, like, when I was the pictures that I have in Human Canvas, I was a 39, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to get my life. But I'm going to get back on track. That's why I'm telling y'all. If y'all wanted some thick pictures, you better get it while supplies last. Cause this is my weight. I'm like, you know, my weight, I can let it fluctuate. I'm good. Oh, that tells
it's your weight. You got to fluctuate.
Listen, I'm good. So like the movies, I can take off weight. I can put on weight. You know, I'm good for the acting. So.
I'm shaking my head at you. You talking about... I'm getting older. That's, well, I mean, you know, now that's not the excuse. You know, people ain't letting you use that excuse no more. You know, they try to show these some of these people they be 60, but hell, natural people, not that Buddha shot stuff. I'm talking about people that got that's natural. Nah, you mean me? On contrary, I'm on the opposite spectrum of things. I'm over here losing. I'm like,
I need to be losing.
I'm over here losing because I've been good. See, I've been taking my muscle. Because, you know, this is what my body was doing. It wasn't necessarily bad stuff, per se. But, you know, when you eat out, man, you know how. So, you know, when you go, like, you don't really get to pack a lunch yourself and make the stuff, make sure you got everything you need. You miss certain aspects. Trying to cut corners, make sure you ain't spending too much. And you end up giving yourself something crappy. But now that I've been, like, the past week and, you know, then started working into this week again, you know, I've been packing, bringing my own lunch again. So, and of course, especially since I was dancing my behind off on freaking Friday. Am I always active? I mean, just little stuff here and there, it's starting to slowly take its toll on me. Like, okay, hold on now. Let me find out City J trying to lose some weight.
That's
so,
good.
Yes,
that's
you know, I'm doing just that. And my goal is just keep, I don't really have a set goal, but I just wanted to just, I just, my set goal is really just to get healthier, man, just really. Continue to get more. Just keep making strides in a healthy lifestyle. So
it's not easy. And I know that's unhealthy because now, like, I can tell, like, I know how when I've gained some weight because it's I go take stairs a lot. So I feel, you know, my breathing and everything. So when I know I can be like, oh yeah, I gained some weight. Then ooh, steady, I put on a pair of jeans. And you talking about them jeans was hugging, and most of the time, like, when I put on my jeans and I walk around a little bit, they'll loosen up a little bit. Them things just rip into the max. I say, oh, yes, I know I gained. That's what made me weigh myself. I was like, oh, no, you're going to gain some weight. But, yeah, it's on me. I know it's all about being healthy. That's the whole point. And I try to.
Your jeans are crying like, Lord, help me, please. Help me, please. No.
See, my family, they have a lot of, you know, diabetes and heart, you know, different kind of things. So I try to work out, eat right when I can, y'all. Y'all got to work with me with that food. But I think if I leave some of that, my little medicine alone, then if I quit fooling with that marriage, I'm playing, y'all. I don't do all that.
stop. But yeah, if I could get rid of that junk.
Maybe you need a workout partner. Wink, wink. You need to go find yourself a workout partner.
I know. Don't nobody want to work out with me because it turned into me being a damn trainer and they drill sergeant and on their ass.
She's going to be ready and then that marinate and later on she's going to get what that junk with, but great.
Shut up, Steady, and I'm so blind over here. I'm like, shut up. You something else.
You over there, you're a personal trainer. You was really into it. You're like, I'm a personal trainer. Like, okay. Let me kill her joy real quick.
Leave me alone.
Yes, people, T. Marie is looking for a workout partner. She needs a workout partner.
No, I do not. I'm good. People be wanting to talk while you're trying to work out. And my fat ass is already trying to get these pounds off of me. I do not need nobody sitting there in my ear talking, want me to talk back while I'm sitting there trying to lift up legs and pull down weights and crunches and, you know, going up and down in some stilettos. I don't need to do all that talking. I love everybody, though. I do. You see me any other place.
And I'm not sure about that, too, because you say you work out. When you go to the gym, you actually wear stilettos and you're working out?
Yeah, when I do my squats with my bars and stuff, yeah, I work out in stilettos. So I don't be having, that's like, a guy told me that too yesterday. He was like, dang, mama, when you work out, smile. I'm looking at him and I told him, I say, who smiles when they work out? Like, really? And y'all know me, I'm a happy person, so I'm always smiling. But, like, when I'm lifting weights, I'm over here bench pressing. Now, I'm not that chick who sit there and do, like, 25 and stuff. I don't lift nothing less than, 75. So that's, like, with legs, stomachs, all of that. So it's like, I don't have time to be talking and lifting. No. Oh,
I don't know. So you gave you the same, but the same mindset. Because I don't know. Shay, when she was talking, when the Shay was on here, she was talking about one of the goals she has is starting her own athletic lingerie. You know, like sexual lingerie, but it's more activewear to be able to still work and out in there. So.
Yes, I would love to be a part of that because that's what I look for. But yeah, I want people, and I don't want nobody because I don't mean like don't talk to me at the gym. You can talk to me, but it's just like having a workout buddy that's just sitting there.
But be serious about working out too. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. So, but if you see me at the club, if you I'll bring you to VIP with me. You gotta kick it, but. The gym is like, that's my serious face. That's beast mode. The beauty is the girl you want, not the beast. So don't work out with me. Just say, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, we good. But if we're at the club, I'm like, come on, let's take pictures. Turn up.
All right, man. Oh, no, I didn't see you naked to ask you because you want it. Did you weren't in last week. That was my first with the new. What did you think about the new poster that I made? Well, not necessarily poster, but banner.
I love it. I like it. I'm gonna see. I'm trying to see between. You know, I got my calendar. I'm trying to lay everything out, but I love it. It's hot. It's nice. It's interesting.
And I told y'all, man, y'all be on the lookout because we're gonna be doing this sometime this month. I wasn't playing. Be on the lookout, man. Sometime for in this month, we're still going to do it. We're going to give away the Life After Dusk package. And what's that? It's a special gift package where we'll give you a copy of Human Canvas magazine. Newest issue of Human Canvas magazine. I'm not talking about just a digital copy. It's my print copy. In a copy, in Tina Marie's poster, too. And so, yeah. I'm just telling y'all, man, like, not playing. Like, stay on the lookout. We're going to definitely post it. We'll post it on the Dust Spot fan page, and you'll know, man. So definitely stay tuned to what we got going on, man. You never know what we got up our sleeves.
These posters are going like crazy. I got like, I don't want to say I have.
I saw the one you autographed. That was nice.
Yeah, and see what happened was I had a lot of people to say, you know, to do it, but I'll be moving around, so I'm trying to get everybody who purchased their posters to take a picture and send it to me, because now I'm starting to get out and take pictures while people are actually there. But you know when I'm out doing it right then, but I'm trying to get everybody to take send a picture because I'm almost through with this issue, but I have a photo shoot this weekend, so I'll be getting some more posters. I don't know how soon, but, yeah, I'm trying to keep my little poster thing rolling in.
Oh, yes, and I also put people on blast, man. One more announcement before we get ready to go in the show. If you are, I remember the people that, if you're trying to be involved with the issue number 7, which is a special issue, and yeah, that's for models who were in issue number 1 through 6. You have to have your stuff in by, I believe I said the 25th. Yes, I did. It has to be by the 25th. So if you want your stuff in human, you want to be able to put yourself in the poll, you must have at least one of your, like I know some of y'all are getting stuff edited, but I at least need to know that it's going to be done. I need one of your pictures in by the 25th. So have it ready. And remember, man, whoever overall wins it, man, it's a $50 gift card too, on top of being on the cover. So hey, you just can't get no better than that. But that being said, man, we are rolling on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
or there's a U, there is a way.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all stalk. Y'all can stalk me, Cedi J Dusk, CEDYJDUSK, on Dane There Everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, heck, you name it. But where can they stalk you at, T?
Like me on Facebook, T Marie the Model. Follow me on Instagram, T Marie _the_model. Like me on Twitter, T Marie _MOD. You know I had my voice out, turned down, city and stuff, but he just go bust out with the stalk you. I had my rapper voice ready out, my bad.
All right, y'all, man. Y'all, if you look at me, y'all know next month is 5th anniversary month of Life of the Dust Live. I only got to understand it's about to get crazy because I'm so excited. I'm excited beyond belief, man. Yes, and I remember I told y'all I messed up, man. I told y'all the weekend was the 21st through the 22nd. The 23rd is when the anniversary day actually is the first airing of the show ever hit. But, no, it was going to be that following weekend, the 28th to 30th is going to be Texas Relays weekend. I will be doing a live broadcast from there, too. So, yeah, man, y'all better come out, man. Turn up. Shout out to Crown Plaza. Shout out to them, you know, because I'm about to link a Crown Plaza and do the show live from the Crown Plaza in Austin. So it's about to get real.
Yeah, I'm gonna contact you tomorrow so we can see what's going down and trying to get everything mapped out because I'm supposed to be in New York filming for a movie in March, but I haven't set the exact date, so we need to work out details.
All righty. Yeah, we rolling on out.